One complaint about today's medical system is treatment can seem impersonal. The idea of concierge medicine tries to combat this by charging a monthly fee to allow doctors to take fewer patients and provide more individual focus. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Tom Blue, Executive Director of the American Academy of Private Physicians, about concierge or private medicine.
Explain for our listeners the concept of concierge medicine.
Well, this is something that got its start back in the late 1990s with some primary care doctors who had at the time kind of gotten fed up with the accelerating pace with which primary care was having to be delivered. And a lot of what kind of inspired them to get into medicine in the first place was gradually sort of seeping away from the practice of primary care. So these kind of brave doctors and pioneering doctors one day went out to their patients and said, look, we'd like to change our practice into something that you join more like a health club, see fewer patients and pay more attention to those patients and kind of restore the whole doctor-patient relationship and relieve ourselves of having to work at the pace that's dictated by the payer system. You know, who's in? And they discovered that there was a significant appetite among patients for engaging in this kind of direct relationship with their doctor in exchange for the relationship that both the doctors and patients had really aspired to. And so now there are thousands of doctors around the country practicing private medicine at all sorts of different price points and service offering and kind of service mixes.
They charge privately. So this is not payment that an insurance company will pick up. This is an out-of-pocket expense.
That's right. And it's more than just implied. I mean, these are agreements that patients enter into. There's almost always a written agreement that goes with it to explain what exactly it is that the patient is receiving in exchange for their subscription investment. And it almost always entails a more thorough annual health evaluation and sort of a plan of prevention and care for the year. Much, much easier access to the doctor, longer appointments without waiting. Most of these doctors are quite pleased to see people via telemedicine channels. So for the majority of times in primary care where the purpose can be safely accomplished without the patient having to physically go to the office so that the doctor can bill, doctors are happy to see people by phone or email or Skype. I mean, it's a very rich and very concrete and explicit set of services that people receive. The average price nationwide is about $125 a month. Over time, what we're seeing is more and more practices launching what they call direct primary care offerings, which is certainly under the umbrella of you know, subscription medicine, private medicine, and prices are beginning to fall. So today you can find practices that charge as little as $50 a month for patients, and of course are now attracting a more working age audience of people that are on high deductible insurance plans and want to kind of subscribe for primary care. Because they realize they're likely not to hit their deductible at all anyway.
Tom, how does your group, the American Academy of Private Physicians, address the concerns of some who say that concierge medicine has created a two-tiered system and creates a system that allows those with money basically to get better health care?
Well, you know, it's interesting. As time has gone by, I think what people have seen is that you know, with prices now averaging $125 and very commonly being found at well under $100 a month, I mean, you hardly need to be a millionaire in order to afford these types of services. The second argument is when you actually look at the people who are subscribing, certainly there are affluent people who seek out and find concierge medical practices, but it has an enormous appeal to people as well as even to employers who may not even have a health plan, as a way to ensure that you've got good, solid primary care, which for the typical person is all the medical care they'll need in a given year.
That was Tom Blue of the American Academy of Private Physicians speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, tomorrow morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.